Hey, what's up? This is Jerome. It's North Platte in a nutshell. Doing this take two because had somebody else come in to the house to get a couple things and kind of threw some stuff off. But we're back and we're going to try this again. All right, here we go. So here's what's going on this weekend. As you can see, if you're watching the live video, I'm alone. Ginger is on vacation in Florida. She'll be back for our next episode. I know she's enjoying herself and certainly enjoying the weather better than what we have been enjoying here over the last couple of days. However, the weather is supposed to be nice. Going to jump up into the 60s this weekend, so you should be able to get out and enjoy some of the things we're about ready to talk about here. And again, we're doing it a little bit differently because it is Friday afternoon. Want to let you guys know what's going on because some of this stuff is happening tonight. And normally we record it, put it on YouTube, that kind of stuff. And this video will be on there, and the audio will be up as well here as soon as we can get that up. But I want to throw this live video out just so that people can find out what's going on this weekend. So if you're a fan of our Facebook page, here we go. You get the jump on everybody else. All right, so Sheldon's statewide exhibit at Prairie Art Center, that's happening this weekend. That has been ongoing, will go on through the rest of the month, so you can look at that. And then pumpkin patches, haunted things. Of course, it is the season for that. And I've got a list here. I just lumped them all together. They're going on this weekend. There is one exception here of something that is going on just Sunday. But the rest of the stuff is ongoing throughout the weekend. So if you want to go and check it out, you can. The Potter's Pasture Haunt, the Haunted Canyon, they are saying bring walking shoes, hiking apparel. You are going to be walking on a trail. So, you know, dress accordingly, dress warmly if you want to do that. But that's happening out of Potter's Pasture in the canyons just south of Brady. And that is $10 cash to get in. Children have to be accompanied by an adult. 8 and under get in for free. Hot chocolate, water, glow items, they're also for sale. So you can go and do that. Get yourself a little scared this Halloween season. Also, the Haunted Driveway at 6th and Elder, they do ask for a donation to go to Gift of Hope Cancer Center. So you can do that as well. That's a smaller haunt. It's short. It is in a person's driveway. However, they pack that thing full of stuff, as I mentioned last week on our episode. Really good short little haunt, and the money goes to a great cause. So 6th and Elder, that's going on every night through the month, so go do that. Homestead Pumpkin Patch, Maranatha Pumpkin Patch this weekend also. Dusty's Pumpkin Fest is happening. You got the Voices from the Past Candlelight Tour, starts at 7 o'clock, and a tour goes every half hour until 10. $5, that does include the refreshments at the end of the tour, and that's happening out at Buffalo Bill State Historical Park, same as the Dusty's Pumpkin Fest. So when that ends at about 6, the tours start at 7. Then this Sunday, St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, they're having their big celebration, their Pumpkin Festival, from 11 to 3. Food booths, silent auction, pony rides, craft items, baked goods, games, and of course, pumpkins, because it would be a pretty bad pumpkin patch if there were no pumpkins. Could you imagine going to a pumpkin patch? It's like, what do you have? Everything but pumpkins, dude. Then it's just a patch. It's just a patch of stuff, of activities. It's an activity patch. Then, so, go and do that this weekend. That's all the pumpkin stuff, all the haunted stuff. Again, 'tis the season. It's October. Halloween's coming up, so go and check all that out. Now, coming up tonight at the Fox Theater, Joseph Hall presents an Elvis tribute. So it's an Elvis impersonator, starts at 7:30, $20 admission for that. You also have your open mic night at Espresso Shop starting at 7, $2 donation they're asking for is appreciated. Thing about this open mic night is it's a lot of local people that come. They're singing poetry. If you do stand up or something like that, you can certainly do it. It is an open mic. You just get up and do your thing. If you got a few songs, you want to sing one or two, then take a break, have some coffee, have a drink, whatever, grab a quick snack, and then get up and do more, you can certainly do that. Again, it lasts until about 9:30, so you got some time. And it's also a good way to go and support local people who are, you know, doing their thing. So you can do that at the Espresso Shop. Mace Hathaway will be performing at another round tonight. You got Good Life on the Bricks Club Night, both Friday and Saturday night, starting at around 10. They crank up the DJ. People start dancing. Really, as far as going out to a bar and going dancing, it's the only one. I had a friend from out of town. Actually, she messaged me recently. Her and some friends were coming to North Platte. And she asked, where can we go to dance? I'm like, well, unless it's like Money in a Jukebox dancing by a table, there's really nowhere other than Good Life, which is downtown. I mean, they clear out those pool tables and do a DJ, and you can dance there. That's about the only place in town that does it. So it was Shooters for a while. It was the Touchdown Club for a while. I'm not gonna comment on the Touchdown Club. I'm just gonna leave those comments to myself. It's been closed for years. But anybody who remembers the Touchdown Club remembers the Touchdown Club. My God, how did we get out alive? Anyhow, Good Life on the Bricks. They have dancing both Friday and Saturday, so you can check it out. Coming up on Saturday, Farmer's Market starting at 8. Fox Theater, they're going to have the Breakfast Club. We all remember that one from the 80s. Don't you forget about me. Which is, it's great that they have that song because it's hard to forget about the Breakfast Club. So it's kind of fitting. It's almost like, don't forget about this movie. We haven't. It's a good one. It really is. And it's a throwback to the 80s. For those of you who are young or maybe never saw it, it's about a group of kids who have a Saturday detention. Which, when I was a kid and I saw that, I'm like, how goddamn, like, cruel and unusual punishment. You make kids come in on a Saturday for detention, but the crux of the movie is all of these kids are from different walks of life. You have the jock, you got the burnout guy, you've got the popular girl, you got the goth girl, you got the nerdy kid, and they all kind of spend the day together learning about each other, and friendships and romances may happen and all that. It's a really, really good movie. I would recommend revisiting it if it's been a while since you've seen it. If you've never seen it, you can go and check that out at the theater. And it is only $5 for adults. And they'll have a couple of showings on Saturday, 3 and 7. So you could do that. Also, karaoke at another round starts at 9 on Saturday. So, lots of entertaining, fun things to do. Coming up on Sunday, again, St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, they're having their Pumpkin Fest. So in Legion Hall, they're going to have breakfast. Donation $6 for adults, children, you know, 6 and above, they're asking for 5 and under eat free. That starts at 9 a.m. So Pals Brewing Company on Sunday, they have live music from Tim Ostek. I think I'm pronouncing that right. If I'm not, I apologize. That starts at 1. So you can go do that. Now, coming up here down the road, we'll go ahead and take a look at a few things that are upcoming that you may be interested in doing, especially coming up this Tuesday, Platte River Mall. They're going to have a fashion show, Pretty in Pink, for breast cancer awareness. That's from 6 to 7:30. Women of all ages are, it's free, and you're all encouraged to attend. Door prizes, fashion, fun stuff, all again in the name of breast cancer, since October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So that's the Pretty in Pink Fall Fashion Show at the Platte River Mall on Tuesday. Coming up on Thursday, Lincoln County Historical Museum, they start their Haunted Village. This thing's awesome. It's one of my favorite haunts that is happening in the area. And that starts at 7:30, $10 a person. And it, again, begins this coming Thursday. So yeah, definitely check that out. Week from yesterday. And then a week from today, this is really cool. A couple of things you might want to check out. The Fox Theater is going to have Francis Ferguson. It's the premiere of a movie. It was filmed in North Platte. It has North Platte actors in it, so you'll see a lot of familiar faces on the screen. It is narrated by Nick Offerman, who many of us know a little bit better as Ron Swanson from Parks and Recreation, but he's the narrator of the movie. You know, there are some Hollywood actors in it, but again, there are also local actors in this, and it premieres coming up next Friday, a week from today, at the Fox Theater. It is rated R, so keep that in mind if you are thinking about taking the kiddos. It is an R-rated film. However, still a cool event, still cool to see people that you may work with, friends of yours, whatever, up on the big screen. That's happening on Friday and Saturday next week. So you can go and show your support there. Also coming up on Friday at another round, a comedy night is returning to North Platte. They got a couple of comedians. One of them is named Tom Francis. Tickets are $25 each to get in. The VIP tables that they normally have that seat like 4 people and you get a pizza and some drink specials, stuff like that, those are already sold out. There are no VIP tickets available. So yeah, a lot of people are excited about this one. So you can check it out here coming up next Friday. Now, again, they have Tom Francis. They also have comedian Kevin Farley. And if you don't know who Kevin Farley is, he is the brother of Chris Farley, the late, great Chris Farley. Kevin Farley has done acting, directing, writing, obviously, also a comedian, does stand up. He is now touring. So they were able to get him to come here, and he's actually a really, really funny guy. So, I mean, you can go and check that out. Again, $25 tickets are on sale right now. Go ahead and get those at Another Round. And I know that they like to do these comedy nights from time to time. So the more successful they are, the more comedy nights we'll have, the bigger and better comedians that come. Last comedy night we went to, unfortunately, I can't remember the comedian's name, but oh my God, he was hilarious. He was so funny. And Kevin Farley should be funny too. They don't just get, you know, scrub comedians to come in and headline their comedy nights at Another Round. So if you're looking to do that next weekend, get your tickets now. In fact, if you're going to head out to Another Round, I mean, Mace Hathaway is going to be out there tonight, karaoke tomorrow. If you're going out there, while you're there, just get your tickets for the comedian on Friday night and then go see Francis Ferguson on Saturday and you're golden. There you go. So those are the things that are going on this weekend in North Platte. Those are the things that are going on coming up in the next week. And of course, Halloween and trunk or treats and all that fun stuff is on the way as well. So I know this video is a little bit short. I know it's just kind of to the point of what's going on this weekend. But there was one thing I was going to talk about that I will try, because I am at home. The kids are downstairs watching Doc McStuffins and, you know, that kind of stuff. I guess the one thing, because normally Ginger and I will pick a topic and kind of talk about it here. And I'm not going to spend too much time on it because I do want to censor my language because, again, kids could be within earshot. But school pictures came out recently. And there were a lot of parents that did complain about how those school pictures looked. Nebraska Portraits did those. We actually talked with Amy on a recent episode about that business and a sister business that was started to take pictures of student athletes and that kind of thing. A lot of people complaining online about those pictures. And I'm not saying that some of those complaints weren't unfounded. I mean, if you got a picture of your kid and you thought it was heavily photoshopped or things were edited out or, you know, what have you, yes, you have a right to say something. But I guess my opinion on it is say something to the business. It does no good to get on social media and complain and whine and cry and bitch and moan. And this got to the point where Amy herself, some of you may have seen it, put out a live video on her Nebraska Portraits page trying to explain, and she was very emotional, as she should be. She was being attacked. I read some of the comments, and it's one of those things where you kind of have to put a hazmat suit on before you read them, unfortunately. And it went beyond, you know, I'm unhappy with the pictures. It started to become personal attacks. It started to become attacks on businesses. It started to become the normal cesspool that you wade through, unfortunately, on certain comment sections on Facebook. And it bothered her on such a level that she had to respond to these publicly, and she got very emotional in her video. And I guess, like I said, if you have a problem with a business, my opinion is take it to the business. You don't have to blast them publicly. Some people will and, you know, whatever. But for me, if I had pictures of my kid taken and I didn't like them, I'd go to the photographer and say, look, I don't like these. Or what did you do to these? Did you do anything to these? Ask questions. Figure out what's going on. Don't just assume that they were like, oh, well, you know, they decided to mess with my kid because they don't like their freckles. Or they shaved my kid's chin down because, you know, blah, blah. Again, I'm not going to echo some of the stuff that was said because some of it may have been valid in that person's mind, but some of it went too far. Some of it, I would even say, teetered on the edge of cyberbullying. You know, this is a business that is run by a woman who lives in North Platte, from North Platte. It's a North Platte business. It's local. And just trying to do something good for the community, and possibly some mistakes were made, but they worked very, very hard on these projects. And I guess, you know, the only thing I would say, and I know it's not going to change some people's minds because for whatever reason, we live in a society where people get off on being assholes. And if that's what gets you going, then I guess that's your business. It's a real bummer though. Next time there's a problem with the business, maybe go talk to the business, talk to the business owner, and they'll, I'm sure, be happy to resolve it for you. Anytime I've ever had a problem with a business, with a service that I've received from a business, nine times out of 10, if I go in and say, look, I'm not really happy with how this was cooked or how this fit or how this performed, they're like, oh, I'm sorry. What can we do to make it right? Do you need a refund? Do we need to give you another thing? Exchange it, you know, whatever. And it sounds like that's what she's trying to do. So I guess keep that in mind, that a lot of small business owners, they're doing the best they can. They're human and they make mistakes. And if you have a problem with them, talk to them. And I think it kind of shows a level, and again, this is my opinion, I could be wrong, but it shows a level of cowardice, in my opinion, if you get something. Say, okay, we're talking about school pictures. You get your kid's school picture, you look at it, and it's like, oh, this looks like it's been, I almost said airbrushed, because back in my day, they'd air, I'm old. This looks Photoshopped. Did they Photoshop something off of my kid? Did they Photoshop my kid's ears to make them look more symmetrical? Like, what the, what? And then that's it, Facebook. And they get on Facebook and they start blasting somebody on Facebook. Why didn't you go and talk to them personally? Were you afraid that they might, I don't know, help you, do what you asked for, apologize, say we made a mistake, maybe admit to that mistake, or show you the negatives and go, no, this is how the picture turned out. It was just the angle or the lighting or whatever, or explain why the picture looks like that. It's so easy to sit on your couch and just bitch and complain on Facebook about a business instead of going to that business and trying to understand what was going on. And there is a possibility that that business had a flawed thinking. I'm not saying that that's the case in this particular instance. But maybe the business is like, yeah, we Photoshopped those ears. There's a reason your kid's middle name is Spock. Let's be real. But isn't it better to go in and talk to them and find that out on your own than to get on Facebook and just rant and rave about it and get all mad and get all pissed and call somebody out for something that may have just been a simple mistake? And like I said, it shows a level of cowardice that you don't sack up and go in and face this person on your own. Instead, you're going to anonymously blast them on Facebook. Even though your name is on Facebook, it is in a sense anonymous because you're not doing it to their face. You know, when they could have very easily fixed it, which it seems like Amy and Nebraska Portraits are more than willing to do for people. Again, she put out a very emotional plea out there. Let me see. We got a comment on our live video here. Corey says the rant page is becoming a joke. Yeah, I mean, I've shared my thoughts on that page, Corey, for sure. And I guess if you want to say it's becoming, you know, a joke, the problem with the joke is people are starting to take it a little too seriously. And again, you know, we've reached out, to be real, we reached out to them, to try and get an interview. We've run into some issues with admins being available and that kind of stuff. And we're still totally open to that if they want to come in and give their side of the story, so to speak, since we have kind of talked about them in the past. We're more than willing to do that. You know, as long as we can try and get that worked out. It just hasn't worked out to this point. But I think it's unfortunate. The unfortunate thing is, and it's not just there, it's anywhere, in my opinion. It could even be, you know, some of the stuff we do. I mean, I'll take some ownership. Getting on a page and saying something about a business and completely railing against everything that sucks, so to speak, and everything that's terrible. And what good is that doing for the community, I guess? You know, we, as we said last week on our, and if anybody else has any comments or anything, this is great. We can, you know, I can certainly read those out and answer any questions, but, you know, trying to do something good for the community. That's exactly what Nebraska Portraits was trying to do. They were trying to take pictures of kids, trying to do something good, trying to give these parents, you know, everybody has those. My worst school picture, and I believe my mom still has it, and I believe it's still hanging up in her living room, is when I was younger, I had hair, oddly enough, and she wanted to do something nice and style it, right? So I don't know what the thought process was behind it, if it was to try and, like, up my hair and give it a little bit of volume or what. But she took a curling iron and curled the front of my my bangs, basically. Curled the front of my hair. And the idea was to kind of curl it up to give it some volume up, kind of like a pompadour look or whatever. I brushed that. I combed it. I did everything I could. But nothing got it out. So I have this picture as a kid of, with these two giant curls in the front of my head. I hate that picture. I hate it so much. But there was nothing that, you know, my mom could have done with the photographer. It was our fault for doing my hair that way. But anyway, still, she has those pictures. Everybody has those school pictures. And Ginger says, from Florida, hi, I want to see this picture. If I can find that picture, then I will certainly prove it, Megan says. I want, you know what? I'm seeing my mom this weekend. I'm going to ask her if she knows where that picture is. And I will see if we can drag that out of whatever box. I know I haven't burnt it personally. I've wanted to, but I haven't. But the point is, they were trying to do, you know, it's a staple of kids in school. You get the school picture, and they were trying to do that to the best of their ability to serve the community of North Platte. And it just sucks that doing something good, like no good deed goes unpunished. Maybe mistakes were made. Maybe some people weren't happy with it. But then the backlash is so uneven as to what happened, that it gets to be a joke, you know, and not a funny joke, just a very sick, morbid, ugh, joke. And it's really unfortunate that it's come to, and it's not just that, it seems to be more and more prevalent as social media and people are able to make their comments and seemingly be as anonymous as possible. Again, not saying something to somebody's face, you know, face to face about how they feel about their business or, you know, what they do. And it really, again, it really hit home for this business, and it really hit home for this business owner who, as Ginger and I, again, we did a episode with her here a few months back, and we talked to her before and after. And you could tell by the way that she talks that she has a real heart for this community. She really does love North Platte, for all of its, you know, flaws, real or imagined. She really does care about this community, and she was trying to do something good and help out the community with these pictures. I mean, again, you do have to pay for them. It's not like she was doing them for free, but still, she was being local, not being from another state, being somebody you can call up right away and say, we need this fixed. Okay. And that's all it could have taken. Is these parents calling and emailing going, hey, we have an issue. Are you able to fix it? Are you able to take a look at it? She probably would have said, absolutely. I'm so sorry. Let me fix that for you. That would have been a better alternative than like over 200 comments on one page alone of people just ripping this business apart that, you know, seemingly does decent work for the most part. It just, I don't know. I feel bad for her. I feel bad for the business, and I feel bad for anybody who's had to deal with that kind of thing on Facebook. It's ridiculous. And again, this is heavily censored because I really want to just, but what good is that going to do? You know, I was actually talking to my wife about this the other day, like yelling, screaming, saying you guys are wrong and you're ridiculous. And certain people, it's not going to change their opinion. And that is, for me, the worst part. Some people don't see that they've done anything wrong. Some of them think that they're in the right. And some of them, again, there are certain people that unfortunately live their life to be trolls, for lack of a better term. And that's just what gets them going. And I don't understand that. And I'm as guilty as anybody else. I've been a troll a few times. I've been an asshole a few times, but I try to be pretty positive. So thank you, Corey. You said, well said, for those of you who didn't see that, or maybe you're watching this later on YouTube. Thank you, Corey. Michelle, hopefully there are some that just, we'll just be okay with a little flaw, because if she has to refund everyone, that would be horrible. We're good with our school pictures. See, and Michelle likes her school pictures. And yeah, if she had to refund all of those, yeah, that would be a huge hit. That would be a huge hit. And but I don't think she does, because as Michelle said, and the flip side of this, you see a lot of comments of people being like, you know, and all mad, and they airbrushed this, and they photoshopped that, and there again with airbrush. My God, how old am I? I'm about to level up next month, for those who want to know. Anyway, sorry, my mouth was getting dry. I had to get a sip of orange juice. There are just as many, if not more, actually, of people who are running to defend these pictures and say their kids' pictures are perfectly fine. And I think that's great, too. It is unfortunate that the negative voices can be the loudest in the room. And I think to combat that, the positive voices need to be louder and need to come out and support and show their support and not really fight fire with fire in a negative sense of you're a dumbass or whatever, but just be positive and say, hey, this is, you know, positive reviews on Google help, positive reviews on Yelp help, getting on comment threads and saying, you know what, I think you people are overreacting. Yes, you're going to get the slings and arrows, but you can say, hey, my pictures turned out great. I think if you all just talk to the business, and again, so that may change some minds, but other folks, it may not. And that is unfortunate. We got some more comments here. Let me go ahead and just jump on and read these here. And I will have to, we're going to go to the store here in a minute, so I may have to end this here soon, but I want to read these comments. Ginger, our co-host Ginger from across the country, chiming in. She says, I actually volunteer to help her at my son's school, and I can tell you firsthand that she works to get the hair the way she thinks the person would want it and the best possible smile from the kid. She's an awesome photographer. Thank you. Megan, what you got to say? Let's see here. Have to hit see more. It's heartbreaking. The emotion in that video, as a manager of a business, nothing grinds my gears more is when people post their reviews on Facebook, but when asked if they brought the situation to the manager, their response is no. Exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about. If you go to the manager or go to the owner and say, hey, I'm not happy with my burger or whatever, most of the time they're like, oh my gosh, what can I do to make it right? That you're not going to get double fingers and sent out the door. Let's see. People have the opportunity for retakes, Ginger says. And also, I've seen a lot of people come to her defense, and I'm glad to see it. Yeah, and that's what I was just saying. A lot of people have come to her defense, and it is good that they're doing that, because being a manager or a business owner or somebody in her position, having so many people, and she even mentioned in that video, which was also kind of heartbreaking to me, is she said, that she was standing in a store and heard people talking about her business. They didn't know it was her, didn't know she was the owner, but she overheard people talking about the pictures, and she said it really did hurt, you know. And it, like I said, it teeters a little bit on cyberbullying. And we're supposed to be the adults in the room, you know. That's the other sad part, is we're supposed to be teaching our kids proper conflict resolution, proper ways to go about. If you've been wronged, here's how you handle it. If somebody does something wrong in a business, you go to the owner, you go to the manager, you try and have them make it right, you know, at least give them a chance. But yeah, there have been a lot of people defending her, but it is the emotion that she has in that video. You can tell that this business is her heart. What she was doing is her heart, and her heart was hurt by people not bringing their comments to her or their problems to her in a constructive way. Instead, they decided to be destructive. And you know what's crazy is, and God forbid this happens, and I don't think it will, and I hope it doesn't. I don't even want to put it out there, but instances like this, let's just say, where somebody gets on Facebook and, oh, this sucks, hate this, blah, blah, sucky, 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 suck. And then that business ends up closing down or moving on. Maybe they move to another town. Maybe the people who own it are like, hey, we got to move. We, you know, whatever. Then those same people are going to be the ones to hop on social media or talk to their friends and go, well, that's why this town's dying. We can't keep anything. Nobody supports nothing. Right? It's like a vicious cycle almost. Like, really? We don't support anything? This town sucks because businesses leave? Why? Could it be because of people being overly negative about something that's easily fixable? I mean, just a thought. Shana says, what are people teaching their children to be a cyberbullies? Yes. Yeah, essentially, yes. And and that sucks. Now, I don't think a lot of these parents are like, look, son, look what I said on Facebook. At least I hope not, because some of the stuff that was said was just like, wow. But hopefully they're not. But also at the same time, if they find out their kid is, say their kid is cyberbullying some kid at school, or bullying in the traditional sense, what are these parents going to do? Are they going to tell their kids, don't do that? Or are they going to give them a pat on the shoulder like, yeah, you tell that loser? You know? I don't know, man. I don't know. All I can do is control what happens, I guess, in my household and hope for the best in others, man. That's all we can do. That's all we can do sometimes is just, you know, tend to your yard and hope that other people are tending their garden just as well. But yeah, it is unfortunate that, you know, kids see those comments and get the idea that it's okay, especially if they see their parents doing it. I mean, that's the thing. We got to model how we want our kids to be. And sometimes parents don't do a great job of that. So anyway, but that's the only thing going on, so to speak, in North Platte that caught my attention that I really wanted to talk about, and just how it has an effect not only on her business but other businesses as well. If this kind of thing happens against, you know, Good Life on the Bricks, another round, Buffalo Bill Park, that kind of stuff, it does have an impact. Some people may not see it immediately, but I feel like it does have an impact on the community, and it can be a very negative one. So I guess the message going into October 11th, 12th, 13th, into this weekend and into the future is just be as positive as you can. If you have a business you have an issue with, you know, go see the business. And again, this is case by case. I mean, if you have a mechanic that blew up your car, that's a little worse than maybe airbrushing a freckle or two. Airbrush, my God. Photoshopping a freckle or two off your kid's face. But either way, I mean, there are better ways to handle it. And I think it takes balls to go up to a manager and say, hey, man, I didn't like this. Because people don't like to hear that, especially if they're the owner of the business. They don't like to hear that their business did not meet the standard that they're, you know, hoping that it should. So, yes, Ginger says, be kind to everyone. It's a good thought. It's something to consider. Try your best to be kind to everybody, because you don't know what they're going through. You don't know what they've been through. And you don't know the behind the scenes stuff either, you know, and they had a lot of pictures to process, and man, I wish them the best. And anybody out there who has an issue with the pictures they took, she has said, reach out to them, let them know they will do whatever they can to make it right. That's the route that you should be taking, in my opinion. So, all right, time is it? Ooh, we gotta go. We gotta go to the store and all sorts of other fun things. And my daughter's in the background talking to my wife like, yeah, let's go to the store. So we got to get out of here. So, hey, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for the great Facebook Live comments, you guys. Thanks for joining in on the conversation. Ginger, again, she'll be back soon. Next episode will have her in it. And we'll, you know, be talking. We've got a few other things lined up that we're going to be working on here. So, hey, thank you for tuning in. Thanks for enjoying what we do. Thanks for your support. Again, you can always reach out to us here on our Facebook page. You can email us at npnutshell@gmail.com. You can also find us on Instagram, NP Nutshell. Have a great weekend. Be fun. Be safe. Stay warm. All right. I'm out of here. See ya.